Well, today we're going to talk about fancy work. Things that you made or your mother made or somebody else. Fancy work.
I did crocheting too, but I like to do fancy work.
Did you start when you were a youngster?
Yeah. Mother taught me.
What kinds of things did you make?
Oh, like edging for pillowcases and for towels. Something that was always useful.
Is that kind of what they did in those days, made useful things?
Well, I tried to teach you.
Well, I got to get this next to you here, Carrie, because you're hard to hear. So, and when I get home, I can't hear you.
I don't know. When I was little, I had two great aunts from Albert Lee, and they came over. And it was kind of old-fashioned, you know, like all the older. I thought an awful lot of them, and they wanted me to learn how to... I think it was hem stitching, was it? They pulled the threads out of a pair of pillow slips, and they wanted to teach me how to pull the threads and then sew it, you know. Well, I had quite a time. It took me a long time.
Did you do it left-handed?
But I finally got it. They got them finished, and I was kind of proud of it. And then when
did you do that with white thread or colored thread?
No, it was white. White thread.
Did you do it left-handed?
There was nothing else but the pillow slips. No embroidering or nothing. Just that hip stitching.
Did you do it left-handed?
No, I had to do it with this hand. But I presume that I probably might have gone the other way because I always worked with this hand. And they always thought my mother said, I said, why don't you want me to be left-handed? And she says, it looks so awkward.
Oh.
But now I presume they'd go this way probably. That, you know, it's
right to left.
I would do it so.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked pretty good when it was done.
So you did it from left to right anyway? You did it from left to right with your left hand.
Yeah. So it would be about the same probably.
With your right hand, yeah.
And then I didn't do much. And I got a little older, I tried to embroider something. And little ones. And then when I got to work at the Hale office, the girls was all going to make a breakfast, one of these fancy breakfast caps, and heavy thread, it was blue, I remember, and underneath it was this netting, kind of a netting, and that was over. Oh, it was pretty, and they all had, so I wanted one of them, so I crocheted that. And then later on, of course, I did some knitting for the soldiers, but I didn't. They had these knitting needles like they'd have for socks. I never could finish the heel and the toe, and I had to go to some older person, and they would fix it.
They'd finish it up for you?
They'd finish it off. I really didn't do four pair, but I did the legs part, you know. And then, of course, I got to the tatting, and I did quite a bit of that. And so I did that for that lady, enough for a pair of pillow slips. I thought she wouldn't choose a bigger pattern, but she wanted that. So it took quite a while. And after I got through with that, I was done with tatting.
You didn't want to tat anymore.
So I didn't do too much.
Well,
it sounds like you did quite a bit to me.
I didn't, yeah. Well, I got along all right with it.
You want to say some more about your fancy work here?
Oh, well, we used to love to embroider dish towels.
Yes, embroidered dish towels.
Yeah.
I think I have more embroidered dish towels than I did.
Well, about every Christmas, I had always embroidery set for my daughter-in-law. She always liked them.
Gosh, I haven't done that for years.
I haven't either. I even got some there, and I started. I like to do the cross stitch, but I can't do it. My fingers, they're too stiff. So I suppose I'll give them to my daughter-in-law and let her finish them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would still like to crochet, but I can't do it. I've got some stuff started, but I think I'll never finish them.
What are you crocheting?
I got an African started, you know, on one of these.
Oh.
One of the big squares, you know.
Granny squares? Those are pretty Afghans.
I don't know if I'll ever finish it or not. I've been trying to use up some yarn that I had, but I work at it for about 5 minutes and that's it.
Yeah.
So, I guess my fancy work days are over.
Who's next here?
Oh, when I learned how to crochet, I learned...
Malamute lace?
Because you could do it real fast, and my mother had Malamute lace on everything. Her good towels and her pillowcases, her sheets.
So you were really... once you learned, you couldn't quit.
And then when I had my girls, and I used to crochet inserting for their petticoats, and then lace to match at the bottom.
Oh. Inserting, what do you mean?
Well, it's lace you put in and in around the petticoat, you know.
Oh.
And then the lace at the bottom is matched the inserting.
Is that mile a minute too?
No, it wasn't mile.
I used to call it a spider web, you remember that?
Yeah. Spider web?
Mm-hmm. Spider web. I kept them for years, but finally had to throw them away.
Now that was must have been with a fine crochet hook.
Yeah, it was. It was fine thread, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when the First World War was, he was given the yarn and you knitted socks and scarves for the boys. So my mother showed me how to knit socks, but she had to finish the toes and the heels because...
You and Carrie, yeah.
And then I knit the scarves, but the yarn was so coarse and, it was just terrible to knit with.
Mm. I wonder where the yarn came from.
I don't know, but it was coarse. Do you remember that, Gladys? Mm-hmm. The yarn was so coarse.
When you got them done, the article weighed about pounds.
Yeah, it was just terrible.
They were heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody wanna go over them stockings you made.
I couldn't make the heel and the toe. My mother finished it for me.
You suppose they could wear them? I suppose they were warm.
I guess.
They needed a little big boot to work.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that anybody ever wore those things that somebody knitted when they were overseas?
The boys would come back and tell the stories that they had in wearing those stuff. Some of them would get stockings too big for them and they had... double them up at the toe, you know, and put those big boots, but they said they were warm.
Yeah, I bet they were if they were warm.
Mm-hmm. And others doubted that they were given socks for too short. But the boys all had stories to tell about those big socks when they came back, I know.
This was for?
Well, I'm referring to World War One.
World War One.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Frida? You do an awful lot of beautiful needlework.
I'll say she does all the time.
Well, I went to school useful girls. And we had to learn to knit and sew a little stocking about that long.
Oh.
And we all had to do something.
So you had that right in your school?
Yeah. I went to, there was only girls in that school.
How old were you when you learned to knit?
I can't remember.
Just a little girl?
Yeah, we were just small and we couldn't knit. Yeah. But we wouldn't wear the stockings. They were too coarse.
Oh.
So we learned everything.
That's where you learned how to crochet too? And
yeah.
And needlework? Did you do needlework?
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
What was your favorite thing to do? Did you make lace like Rita did?
No, I don't think so. If it was, it was just small ones. But we all had to make a pair of stockings, even if we didn't wear them.
What was your favorite thing to do for handiwork?
I like embroider. That's what I did a lot of. One time I made a big pillow. It was a blue velvet
pillow.
Yeah, and then I crochet a big bouquet on it.
Wildflowers.
Yeah, on that blue velvet. It was pretty.
You crocheted it on then?
No.
Oh, you needled
it?
Needle. Embroidered it?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that was pretty.
Oh, that was pretty. And we had to learn everything.
Did you make up your own pattern then?
No. I went to Catholic school, you know, and the nun showed
you how to do it.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And now look at the crocheting you're still doing.
Yeah.
Just trying to make a little bit.
How many things did you make for Christmas?
I can't remember.
A lot.
Yeah. Just little things. Now, I don't do so much.
But you do dolls.
Yeah.
Don't you get just the faces and then make the dolls?
Yeah. What?
Don't you just get the faces and then make the dolls and the clothes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a doll for Christmas here, but that long. And they had the yarn in there. They had pink and white, so I had to make the best pink and white.
Oh.
I still got it.
Yeah. That's nice. So that was a present to you?
Yeah. Got it from some of the granddaughters.
Oh.
Great granddaughters.
Oh. That's nice.
Yeah.
She said, sit at the table with me to eat. I told her one day my nose was cold, and I thought maybe she'd make me a nose cut. Said for me. I think she would have.
Oh, dear.
My mother and my grandmother, they knitted lace. And my grandmother, she knit lace out of sewing thread.
Oh my gosh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. How would you knit sewing thread?
I don't know, but she did. And my mother made lace too.
Huh. I can get this thing reeled in here. I'm going to push that. Thank you. How about you ladies over here? Alice, did you ever do some handiwork?
I did embroidery work. Embroidery work.
Okay. What kind of embroidery work, Alice?
Round pillows. You know, crocheted round pillows.
Crocheted round pillows? Uh-huh. You make kind of like a little edging?
Yes.
And did you embroider on the pillowcases?
Yes, yes.
What kinds of things would you put on there?
Oh, I don't remember what I put on.
Flowers?
Yes, it was flowers.
Did you stamp a pattern on it?
Yes.
I had a pattern on it?
Yes, it was stamped on and I sewed it.
So you bought the pillowcases already stamped? Or did you iron it on?
I ironed it on.
You ironed it on. I remember doing that just vaguely. Now nobody has those pretty pillowcases anymore.
They're all plain ones.
They use more colored.
Yeah. How about you, Gladys?
Well, I would like to see I made the embroidered pillowcases. I thought, like, that the floral designs, I made monograms on them.
Oh, yeah, monograms. That would be nice.
That's what I did, too.
Monograms, too?
Uh-huh.
And the sheets to match, and I had edges on all my bath towels and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I crocheted a lot. And I made a big afghan like you when they started making those afghans.
A granny square, too?
Mm-hmm.
Those are so pretty because there's so many colors in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was about what they started out with, was that square, when they started making those afghans. And I know I made mine in a red and black. Made quite a big one.
I bet that was pretty.
My first endeavor at embroidering, I wanted to learn how to embroider, and our neighbor lady was quite one for embroidering, so she took a piece of oyster linen and she made a little one of those little drawstring purses, and she just made a simple design on it with that lazy daisy stitch. That was the first embroidery I made, and then she sewed it up, and I had a little purse.
Oh, that was
and
nice.
I was just a youngster. That was my first embroidery.
Well, you know, it's nice to sew something that you can use. And see, so often you make something and it ends up in a drawer. So that's a good idea for children, because then they'll want to do some more.
I embroidered it's okay.
Yeah. I think I can just give it a little push from here.
I embroidered some dish towels for my granddaughter over in Rochester. But she said she likes them to dry her good glasses. And after I gave them to her, and I says, have you used them yet, Sharon? She says, no, they're grandma, they're so pretty, I put them in my cedar chest.
She better use them.
Yeah. You know, those dish towels last so long.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Then I embroidered pillowcases and crocheted around the edges. I made all kinds of aprons, all embroidered cross-stitch. And when I came here, I had quite a few in the drawer that weren't used at all, just sitting there. But I suppose my daughters all got them.
I even embroidered my potholders.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if there's another kind of, I used to make them, but it was an applique, but I don't know how I did it. They took a piece of material and then you make the French knots in the inside and then you brought up the rest of the material. I can't remember how I did it, and it made like a flower. Yeah. And I still got them at home. I didn't, after I got them all done, I didn't even use them. They were very pretty though.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Did your mothers all crochet and do embroidery too?
My mother was a dressmaker.
Oh, she was. Did she do that for? Did
she did sewing
for people?
Yes, she did sewing.
Did she make wedding dresses and things like that too?
Yes, anything she would make. Mama did a lot of sewing.
Did she?
For other people, you know.
Did she make your clothes too?
Yes. I never had button clothes. She made all my clothes. They were nice.
Mm-hmm. And they fit.
Oh, yes.
My mother-in-law gave me a tablecloth napkin that she made when the pattern of the cutwork came out. Yeah. That's awfully pretty.
You did it in Denmark. Frida should know that.
Cutwork? Did you do that, Frida? Huh? Cutwork?
Yeah.
Where you cut it, and then how do you do that?
Buttonhole it then.
It's kind of a buttonhole stitch.
Yeah, buttonhole. Mother did that too.
Oh, that's pretty.
We put this right in the middle here. Tell me did you do cut work too? Or you did that fine stitch around it?
Well, I did some mannequin again on that.
How did you do it? Did you cut out with a real little scissors? Okay, so it had holes in it.
Mine, the whole center is a pattern on it, and then on the edges she put a pattern, and just about a half of what was in the center.
Why that take forever?
The napkins were the same.
Well, in those days, I remember I got some of those for wedding gifts. And you had to, there wasn't any permanent press about those things. You had to sprinkle them and stand there and iron them, and they were beautiful, but oh gosh, what a lot of work.
I remember. I'll learn how.
See if I can get this thing to make French knot. Yeah, it's heavy. But I can hear it when I get it.
It's long ago, though. I don't just remember what.
French knots?
French knots. Yeah. I couldn't do it now, I don't think.
Well, it's kind of tricky.
Huh?
You have to wrap,
yeah,
the
wrap
thing
it around,
stick
and then
it right back
pull
down.
It up and makes a little knot.
Mm-hmm.
I did something with that once. I don't remember. Quite a while ago. But.
I brought it in a tablecloth for my granddaughter over there in Rochester. The tablecloth was kind of a beige color, and then in the corners and along the edge was roses. And I embroidered it in beige and brown, and then the green leaves.
Mm. Those are nice things for your family to have. Now, did your daughters like to learn that from you, those of you who had daughters? Mm-hmm. No?
She wouldn't even sew on a button.
One daughter-in-law that's a beautiful seeker. She even makes her own sheets.
Makes her own sheets?
Suits.
Your daughter-in-law. Oh, that's hard to do.
Made herself a suit and the same thing sold for $150 a suit.
Oh, gosh.
She does all the stuff. Of course, she sews for some of their grandkids, but not much. She loves to sew.
That's a real nice talent.
That's a savings.
Yeah, it is.
My daughter, she... I says, don't ask me to help you with your tatting, because with my tatting. It was too much, but I said, but she just picked it up somehow, but she makes these little baby slippers, you know, little crochet,
oh.
Beautiful. And then she'd been giving them to her little grands and pretty colors.
Mm-hmm.
So she does that. quite a bit of crocheting.
I like to knit. I don't like to crochet. I've got one daughter that crochets really nice.
Nice.
Well, I think my daughter has got all my stuff because I haven't got any of it.
And they'll love it. They'll be so glad that you did that.
Well, none of my girls love crochet. But I've got a granddaughter, so that knit.
Oh, that's good. It's a nice
thing. I used to finish a doll on that yarn, you know. And then I crocheted. I had nothing to go and get it.
Oh, so, yeah. Why don't you go get it, Frida?
Okay.
So we can see it.
Yeah.
She's gonna. She just finished a doll.
Boy, she's done a lot of work.
I think she had done at the table. Was she?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it.
It's pretty.
She had a little boy and a girl set there. Just with what she made, pretty cute. Then she made a Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus and.
Two little snow balls. She's handy. Mm-hmm. She made a bell for me for Christmas.
A bell? For your tree?
When I remember when I was young,
lived up there around Pillager, Minnesota.
Villager?
Yeah. My folks lived and we went there too for a while. And I just remember that lots and lots of those fir trees, you know. We had lots of those things. When Christmas come along, we always had a nice big tree. Oh, look here.
Oh, here she comes already. Oh.
Yeah, yes.
Oh. Isn't that cute? Look at the little helmet with the little pom-pom on it. And the braided arms. Isn't that darling? Do you make up your own patterns, Frida?
Yeah.
So you made this up yourself?
No, I didn't make that up. I'm all. And I had to put the clothes on.
Oh, somebody else made the doll and you put the clothes on it.
She's
telling
me about that.
Okay, isn't that cute?
Little overhauls.
Yeah.
Oh. She's the one that made those little dolls we had on our bed.
She got that pretty. I thought she was going to bring that. She got one pretty one with a red dress on. I like that one with the little red dress that she makes.
Oh, yeah. I got that down for Christmas. I bought that too. So I had to make a dress and a cap.
Bring that next week.
Yeah.
So we can see it.
Oh, I crocheted the red dress.
Isn't that cute? Who made the doll?
Grandma Bucher.
Grandma Bucher.
Yeah.
That's
I like the way it's braided. Yeah. I think that's cute. Yeah.
How is Lydia? Pretty good?
Yeah.
See, when she was a girl at home, she lived across from our farm out there.
Lydia Bucher?
Across the pasture.
I didn't know where this one was. It sounded good, but it's
not. Did you notice that? Well, she was a fisher, but she was a fell girl, and then the whole place out there, as they lived across the pasture from us.
She wanted to know what your maiden name was.
My maiden name was Clayton.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that the back of the head is a ball of yarn?
No.
Yeah, it's just this that she has done from there on. It's a ball of yarn.
Cool.
Just darn it. They're just as cute as they can be.
Suspenders. That's sweet.
Oh, Lydia makes those dolls then, huh?
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh. I suppose I couldn't.
This one stand up?
Most of them either stand or sit.
You can't stand.
No, this one don't stand. He's a little top heavy.
Well, he's just as cute as can be. Thanks for going to get it. It's just darling.
Yeah.
He's looking up. Kind of good baby, looking up.
Mm-hmm. He's
looking up in this world, huh? Cute. I've seen some over.
She's 6 feet.
See, I had them at the back.
The
it come way down, it got the
plastic.
So you had a
That's all yarn back there.
Yeah.
You had to make a cap that it come down.
Yeah, you had to have it cap down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just for little boys.
He didn't
want
the
girls. That's he wanted long cap.
Oh, he wanted a little boy, huh?
Yeah, so I had him at long.
I think it's wonderful that it fits.
Yeah, I think it's just perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, I keep on to you, get it.
Well, that's great. Well, I think we're about done. What do you want to talk about next time? Do you have any ideas? Today is February 3rd, and we're going to still talk about fancy work.
It's almost sounded like a virus.
Now, who wants to start today?
Well, my mother used to buy goods by the yard, linen, and then she'd draw threads
on
the end.
How do you draw threads?
Pull the threads. And then she did what they call Swedish darning. And it was regular darning, but she did it in colors. And
what kind of yarn did she use? Yarn or thread or what kind of?
It was a thread, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I did that. Of course, that was the way you did hem stitching.
Yeah.
Darning threads. Mm-hmm. And then when you get all your threads, you'd cut, you know, the threads that went this way, maybe you'd take 3-4 of them.
And darn.
And you'd make a knot and then take 3
up and down.
Yeah. And down. Every other, like this, mm-hmm. and then come back just
and
opposite.
The bottom part.
Mm-hmm. Like smacking kind of.
And sometimes the mother would have it that white and on her linen towels.
3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That was, okay, this was heavy linen.
Yeah, it was a real linen. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't ravel.
Mm-mm. But she pulled the threads on the ends. I've seen her do it, but I never tried it.
It must have been hard on the eyes, was it?
No, not so bad. You take it and you take a little needle or a pin and you just get it loose, you know, and you could just pull it through.
And it would pull through.
Yeah, it would pull through.
Did they use a lot of colors or did they use
white? Yeah, she used colors.
You could mm-hmm. use whatever you wished or make whatever pattern you wanted. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'd go like that, and the top one probably blue. She'd come mm-hmm. back, maybe the next one was pink.
Mm-hmm. Did they use those towels then? You know, sometimes when you put all that work into it, you put them in a drawer and then you never see them again.
I put mine in pillowcases.
My mother used them as dresser covers.
Yes, well, we used to make dresser scarves, oh my word.
Yes, dresser scarves.
Dresser scarves. I still have a whole mess of them in the cedar chest at home. It was all hand embroidered. Those things that you used to have on the arms, the chairs, and then the back.
Oh, yeah. What did they call those?
I can't remember what they called them.
What was it? Is that an Anna Macassar or something like that? What is that? I've read that.
A what?
Antimacassar or something like that. I've read that word. It seems like it's something about coverings on the back of chairs.
Just all so you wouldn't get the grease from your hair in the chair.
Uh-huh.
And there was starch. Oh, yes, they were starched.
Mm-hmm. When I was a little girl, my mother took me to this lady's house, and she had her chairs with those things. Mm-hmm. But hers were doilies, like, and they were starched. Mm-hmm. So my mother said, don't you wiggle around too much in those chairs. You must. So I sat up like this.
Like a statue.
Take the starch out. See, that's where you get the starch taken out of
you. Yeah, maybe that's where that comes from.
Yeah. It's honored all of her Davenport and her mm-hmm. all her good chairs all had that, and they were starched.
Yeah, had to protect the arms and the back. I'm afraid for that.
And I was afraid to move, afraid I would spoil something.
Well, Frida, tell us about these little dolls that you've got. You've got two little dolls here in beautiful crochet dresses and cap on one of them.
And my little jewelry.
This one I get from all my great granddaughters. Oh. I get the yarn and the doll. So I.
How many great granddaughters do you have?
Oh, I get 5 generations. I don't know how
five
many.
5 generations. Oh, okay. And what about the other one?
That one I bought myself.
So. Oh, okay.
She's supposed to be a great big one. The skirt's supposed to be that light, but I didn't want to make
too much work.
Their eyes blink, don't they, Frida? Don't their eyes blink, their eyelids?
Do they sleep?
I think they do.
Yeah, she do.
Uh-huh. And I put that little thing on.
Isn't that a cute little locket?
Oh, she got pants on, too.
Yeah. Did you make up the pattern? I see they're different.
That one I did.
Mm-hmm. That's got a, what kind of a pattern is that on the skirt? Does that have a name to it?
No. Yeah, it did have some kind of name. It's supposed to be that way, the skirt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't want it that way.
Didn't have time for that.
I had to make my own pattern.
How do you get it to fit so well? Do you measure?
Yeah.
Or do you just hold it up to the doll? Look at the sleeves on it. They just fit perfectly.
Yeah. I used that on Mason seat. I didn't want to make it so wide, so I just made it like that.
Turn around the back. Let's see the back. Look at the little buttonholes. No, it doesn't have buttonholes.
No.
Is that, what is that on the top? Is that
just
a ribbon?
Ties, isn't it?
It ties.
Yeah, that's
it. Okay.
And I put the ribbon on.
That's pretty.
I do a cheap
tie.
That's really pretty. How long does it take you to make that dress?
Oh, I don't know. I just do a little at a time.
That's a nice hobby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see her dolls. The dolls of their dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she must have at least 30.
They even got eyelashes of dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bicycle with her.
Oh.
I'll take him next time.
Okay, you bring him next time. Alice, did you ever do some handiwork? Sewing or knitting?
Yes. I used to do that, I can't think.
Tatting?
Yeah, tatting. You draw the threads.
Okay.
And so many threads and then so many threads. Make a design.
What did you make? Did you make dish towels or?
Or anything.
Dresser scarves, they were
talking? Anything I wanted to. Yes, dresser scarves and dish towels. Oh, I had them on everything.
I think we all did. Everything that could be done, we did.
Did you do that in your spare time at night or during the day, or when did
Whenever I just had time. Whenever I could take the time.
Just sit down and do that, kind of relaxed. You did it?
Yes. That's what we did.
Did you give them for gifts to them?
Yes.
Yes, that was quite
Oh, my, yes. Wouldn't they be peeved if they didn't get any? Oh, yes, that's what they got.
How about knitting sweaters and coats?
That was something I never could master.
My mother just could knit and knit and knit, made everything, dresses and everything. She surely could knit.
A girlfriend of mine knit her wedding dress.
Oh my gosh. How many years did that take her? I'd have to start now, I think.
She just kept right at it. She made the whole thing.
And it was beautiful.
It was pretty thing. It was very pretty.
Was it white?
No, she had a yellow.
The first thing I ever knit, I didn't want to fool around with just learning how to make a square, you know, so I thought I'd knit this sweater. So I got white yarn. When I got through with that thing, it never would hit anybody, human. It had black across it, you know, where I'd rip out, and then I'd knit, and then I'd rip out, and knit. It was the very worst thing you ever saw in your life.
Well, I never could master.
I love to knit now.
Some people could knit there and talk and look all around and not pay one bit of attention to what they're doing and never drop a stitch. It wasn't my forte at all.
How about you?
Oh, I used to do embroidery. And then remember when they used to get hem stitched? Draw a thread, you know, and make a whole kind of an insertion, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's not what you were talking about.
Yeah. I used to make them on towels, these short towels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we made a lot of crocheting and a lot of embroidery. And like you said, we made those covers for the chairs so they wouldn't get soiled. And then... I never knitted, but I didn't. The only thing I knitted was a pair of mittens, and I thought it was too complicated, so I gave up. But otherwise, I used to like to cross stitch.
Oh yeah,
that's another thing.
What did you do? Cross stitch on pillowcases?
And they're also dish towels.
Dish towel. Didn't it kind of hurt you to use that on a dish? Dirty dishes after you.
I always gave them away.
Oh, so you didn't know what happened.
I never had any on my own.
Did you make up your own pattern or did you iron on transfers?
No, I sent for patterns. You know, the work basket used to have patterns.
Work basket, that little magazine?
Mm-hmm. And I sent for the patterns. I even have a pair now that one is stamped, but I don't think I'll ever work it. That's even one of those big dish towels. And I think of when we first started to buy them, we got them for, what was it, a quarter a piece?
Like flour sacks, you mean?
Mm-hmm. The big ones. And the last ones I paid $1.15 for.
Oh, gosh. What a difference.
And I still got them in a box. I think I'll have to break down and give them to my daughter-in-law. Because I won't have any use for them.
She'll like them.
But otherwise, that's what I like, I guess, to crochet, cross stitch.
I never did much sewing myself.
How about your mother? Or your
she didn't either.
She didn't?
No, her sisters did, but her eyes weren't very good, I guess. And
did you ever get anything that somebody else made for you?
Well, yeah.
Like a coat or a sweater that was really special?
That's it. We bought all my clothes, my dresses. And then one time we went to out in the farm, a lady that sold.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me a dress. And then she, we had to go over there to stay until she got it fitted. And then when she got it fitted, you know, to me, then I didn't have to go until they got it, picked it up. But, so I don't know, in those days, I guess they did sew more, but...
Did you have a grandmother that did any knitting or sewing for you?
Not too much. My grandma used to sew, but she used to make those under little garments they made.
Oh.
She called them chemise. I don't know what you call them. It was something like a... It was white and kind of hung down. She used to make them.
Like a slip.
Yeah, like a slip, but they didn't call them slips. And so she sewed. My mother couldn't sew too common, you know, so. But I didn't do much sewing. But these aunt I had when I was a young, I think about a fifth grader or more, a couple of my old elderly great aunts come and was going to teach me how to make a pair of pillowcases. I pulled threads, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, why, that was a job, pulling the threads. And then I don't know if they called it hem stitching.
That's what they were talking about, too.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds hard to me, too, Carrie.
Hem stitching.
I like to knit, but I wouldn't be good at the other stuff.
I did some.
My grandmother, when I was smaller, I was used to crochet my underskirts.
Oh,
the
my
thing
God.
That I didn't like about it, they were always gray. She always made them gray.
Your underskirts?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the bottom, the trim?
Mm-hmm.